Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, we got a guest in the studio. Super fun. Starring 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. Pat Oates, comedian Pat Oates, hanging out. Hey, Pat.
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Doing great, yeah. So we have a feature coming up called That's So Viral, and we thought it would be fun to have you sit in with us and give your feedback on, because there are always like wacky videos that people do.
I love wacky.
I know you do. And you got a show coming up soon, right?
I'm recording my fourth comedy special. It's going to be at Comics Roadhouse inside Mohegan Sun.
Nice.
August 8th through 10th. We're doing four shows, recording all of them, so we'd love people to be there and be part of the video and everything.
Nice. That's awesome. That's sweet. So this video we have coming up, we sent you it so you get a little early preview of it.
I saw it.
And Jenna, it's two parents, right?
It's two parents. I think they're just having a good time with a question that someone asked them. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. It's about having lots of kids, Pat.
I'm from a big family. I have two kids. I have feelings on both ways, but it's going to be fun.
All right. That's coming up next and That's So Viral, just before 3. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.
It's all over the internet. They're talking about it. That's So Viral with Kevin and Jenna.
All right, we're hanging out with comedian Pat Oates, and we're going to do That's So Viral. We got this video. What video do we have, Jenna?
So someone asked a couple on Instagram why they would purposefully have four kids. I guess for a lot of people, four kids is three too many. So here's the couple's viral response to these questions.
I just really need more help carrying in the groceries.
I'm just hoping for more shoes to trip on.
Really enjoy laundry, and so does he. And so we were just trying to come up with a really clever way to ensure that we had more laundry. None of our kids have needed leashes. And I just thought,
statistically speaking,
they're really cracking themselves up.
It is funny to think about, though. Statistically speaking, it probably is like one in four kids have been on a leash.
Right.
And you don't have anything. Are we doing something wrong or right? What are we doing here?
One of every four. I really want a bedtime routine that takes up the whole night.
Just really needed a creative way to increase our water bill. We were almost on time today.
And I thought, this feels weird. How can we fix this?
I love how it just gets more and more ridiculous because they know exactly, like, these aren't the things we enjoy, but it just comes with the territory.
I didn't even think about the water bill. The bath time with four kids plus the showers of everyone in the... Oh, man.
Well, and the sinks. Just live and you go back and it's still running. Or they
laundry.
Mess up the toilet, yep. And now the thing doesn't flush and now it's just been running. Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the bedtime routine because, Kevin, you've got the two girls in the house and they have their routine still, right? Imagine having to do that with two more.
We try to have the routines. Yeah. I have a 5.5-year-old and a 2.5-year-old. So, yeah, it's a project each night. But we get down for bed. Yeah, I can't even imagine with four. It's like a whole, you know, a whole like wing of a school trying to get them to go to bed.
So when I was younger, we had six kids. And my dad, it was easy. It was 2 minutes. He would just go, shut up, go to bed. That was it.
Six kids. Wow. That's unbelievable. Yeah. So four kids. I'm sure people listening have four kids and they're like, it's fine. I have friends who have three. Well, I have friends who have three and they say like the first one, you're like, you're thrown into parenthood. And the second one, you're like trying to juggle both. And then by the third one, you're like, oh, we can do this. We can figure this out.
I don't want to be outnumbered. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
So,
you're not outnumbered. They're yours.
No. There are people with personalities and opinions and knowing my kids' attitudes, too. I do not want to be outnumbered.
Right. True. Well, this video, and they're also eating push pops in this video with forks.
Is it push pops?
Or I think
it, are,
it looks like
them.
Oh, right. It kind of looks. It's orange. It looks like those old Flintstone pops.
Yeah, definitely push pops. I shared the video on the Kevin and Jenna Instagram. If anyone wants to chime in on the sarcastic reasons why you'd want to have more kids, but also, yeah, tell us, are they push pops?
All those years of.
Done. Having some fun here this afternoon. We're hanging out with local comedian Pat Oates, starring 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. This is so fun, having someone live in the studio like this.
It is fun being me. It's a lot of fun. I'm kidding. This is great.
Now, Pat, we've had you in for a little bit. We just did That So Viral, but you have a really fun show coming up.
Yes.
Mohegan.
This will be my fourth comedy album. People are always like, that's an old term, but I like that. But this will be the first time we do video as well. It's at Mohegan Sun inside Comics Roadhouse. If you've been in your gambling, it's where the big bull is. You can ride all the cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place. Right inside, there's a huge comedy club. We're doing four shows, one on the 8th, one on the 9th, and two on the 10th. You can find the times and everything at comicsroadhouse.com. But we're recording everything. So if you're there, your chuckles will be recorded and played all over the place.
That's
in
neat.
The videos and all that. And I'll be doing crowd work and doing montages. So there's many ways to be involved in it. And we'd love you just to be there and be part of the shows.
And that's next weekend, right?
Yes,
that's coming up soon. So they're recording video for it too?
We're doing the whole thing. There's a label, Uncancellable Records. So there'll be some things that are naughty, but that's who I am. But it's a lot of been fun coming up with this material. Every year I come up with new material. I call it the funeral for my jokes. I like to write a bunch of stuff. So this is the fourth year now that I've written an hour, worked on the hour, and gotten the hour out. And so this is all just new stuff. So if you saw my album from last year that I recorded in Hartford, it's a wholly different material. So all different from that. So
I'm looking forward to seeing the bits of crowd work that you do. That must be really hard.
No.
It's easy for Pat.
I yell at people all day. It's what I do. I point out their shortcomings. My entire life I've been doing that. That's why I can't have a real job. But it's a lot of fun. It's very simple. Most people think about it like you're trying to make fun of someone. Mm. You're just doing a very quick top of mind thing.
Yeah.
When you're walking outside and you see someone wearing a goofy shirt, you want to say, look at that shirt. You don't. Trust that you're funny, say it, but do it quick in premise and punchline. Bing, bing, get a laugh, move on.
Also know how to run in case the bit doesn't go over well with the goofy
shirt. Well, I've been attacked a couple times.
Oh, no.
It's like, it's fine.
Throw a drink at you?
No, yeah, or a fist or a baby. There's lots of throwing.
It must be crazy to work on these jokes. I always think this with comics. Like, you're writing and you're memorizing and you're getting your cadence of these jokes for so long, and then you do them for this recording, and then you basically don't do them again, right?
Right, but people who see it go, well, they're new, but I've been doing them, some of them.
Yeah, you've been working them out.
For a year, five, 6 nights a week. So I'm running the open mics or do my other shows. And I always take my new stuff and throw it into my old stuff while I'm working on it. So I constantly do that. But that's the fun part to me.
Yeah.
It's like your little baby. You're creating, you're growing it, and you're making it into this thing that resonates and connects with all these people. So it's pretty cool.
I always wonder, do you have to use, because I don't think I could ever do stand-up comedy because I'd be so bad at like memorizing the jokes. Do you have to use little tricks to remember like where you're going next?
I always find that funny that when I meet someone who does a job like you and Jenna, where I know this radio job, you know how many things you have to remember to do
that's
this
true.
And you think it's nothing? Once it becomes your job, it's very easy to remember that
Yeah,
stuff.
I guess that's true.
But no, it's just I write all my stuff in chunks. Mm. So it's like if I have a couple jokes that might be kind of similar, maybe not to you, but to me, it's like these are kids jokes. These are work jokes. So I memorize in groups and they flow together.
So it's
that
like you almost like in buckets.
Right. Yeah. I also don't want to memorize it word for word because no one wants to hear me read a script. So
true.
What I do is if you saw a movie, if you saw Deadpool and you wanted to tell me about it, you wouldn't say, in a world. You wouldn't do that.
Right.
You would start going, it was this, it was this, it was crazy. I relay my jokes to people. And that's how it seems like it sounds new and fresh the first time I do it.
I like that. Yeah, that's neat. All right. Well, this sounds awesome.
I am amazing. You should come see me.
Congrats on it, too. Like, to record an album like that. I know so many comics start out doing open mics and really grinding. And to get to a level where you're filming video and recording an album, that's great.
And then you go back to the open mic the next night and you're sad again. So it's great.
You got to start all over from scratch.
Over
all right. So Mohegan, it's happening next weekend. Yeah,
comics
give out the
Roadhouse
dates again.
Yep. Names in comicsroadhouse.com. It's August 8th, 9th, and 10th. 8th and 9th or 8 o'clock shows. The 10th is nice at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. You can go to dinner, be there. You can do a 6 o'clock show and still be home plenty of time.
And where can they get tickets? Where can people get tickets?
ComicsRoadhouse.com.
Okay,
or if you're just walking around the casino, just stumble into somewhere, throw them some money.
You're like, that's the guy I heard on Kevin and Jenna.
Yes.
Comedy shows. I love going to comedy shows. It's always a good time. You get dinner first, have some drinks, and go see Pat.
It's always fun to yell at strangers and they can't talk back to me. It's great.
Thanks for hanging out, Pat.
Thank you.
Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.